This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're all ready into the second hour of this global transmission against tyranny, as we defend liberty, resist tyranny, as we wage war on corruption, as we crash through the lies and disinformation. It is Monday, the 13th of October, 2003. And we're about to go to Jim and Steve and Elaine and Don and many others. We've got several guests coming up as well. Later, I want to get more into Israel saying that they want to go ahead and go into Syria and Iran. And, of course, they started bombing there as well. More on what NATO did, taking over an American city last week. I have the mainstream news articles on this. It's now admitted NATO taking over an American city as part of a drill. Also, Moscow prepared to stage preemptive strikes. Israeli plans for Iran attacks. Saddam Syrian stash, more propaganda. RFID moves into the library. Self-administered vaccines to be sold at Walmart. Military vaccine woes mounting as the evidence comes out of what it's doing. And a really scary article out of Colorado Daily, Tiny Robots in the Trees is the headline. Yes, it's more DARPA garbage, this time from the Green Police. So we'll be getting to that as well. Right now, let's go to Jim in New York. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to tell you a quick story that happened to me on Friday concerning a bank, and I was wondering if you heard anything like this. I went to a music store, sold a couple hundred dollars worth of instruments, and received a check. And on my way home, I saw the a bank that the check was issued from, so I drive into the drive-up teller, give her the check and my license, like I would normally do in the past, and she said I had to come in.
Yeah, your slave ID card wasn't enough. You had to go through the biometrics, the face scanners inside. The Patriot Act went into effect October 1st on banking. No Fourth Amendment, no nothing. Even $100 cash has to be tracked. Everything has to be controlled.
Exactly. So
what happened once you got inside?
I went inside. I sit down. She comes over to me, and she pulls this little ink pad out. And what she asked me to do was to take my thumb fingerprint and put my fingerprint on the check. It was
a couple hundred dollar check. If you turn that over, that was given to them by a biometric company in Police State 3. I have them admitting at the grocery store that this is to train you, I've said this for years, to train you for biometrics.
Well, in any event, I just took it and walked out. I said, you know, I was kind of in shock, but I was just wondering, and obviously you're saying that this is part of the process.
Are you saying you did it or you didn't?
Oh, I did not.
What'd you do, just deposit it in your normal bank?
Exactly.
But see, now they're going to try to make you do that at your bank. Corporations are trying to make their employees do automatic wire transfers into accounts. They're going to try to make you swipe your ID card to even use cash in the future. They're going to get that in through, quote, fast food taxes and junk food taxes. That's the new system.
No question. Total control. But anyway, I appreciate it. I just wanted to tell you that, and obviously I just was wondering if other people in other parts of the country are experiencing things
Yes,
like
sir.
That.
In fact, they're experiencing the deeper degrees of it. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Jim. Yeah, in fact, about a year and a half ago, we posted when we first started our Yahoo group, and they're still there, the Dallas Morning News and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram and the Denver Post, where they announced in Arlington, Texas, and the county that Denver resides in Colorado, the police just told shopkeepers in these towns, you've got to thumb scan with a biometric scanner or at least an ink pad for anybody with a credit card or anybody with a check. Now, they found in Arlington and they found in Denver that the stores just refused. Some of the big chains said, yeah, we'll do it. But almost everybody said, no, it's no law. The police just, and I have the articles, where the police just said, you're going to do this, it's going to be the law soon. Now, a couple towns in England have made it the law. A couple cities in Canada have made the law. They're beta testing it, seeing how they can sell it to you. And it's horrible. It's cashless society, Big Brother, super evil grid. I mean, imagine growing up and hearing about them doing that in Russia. I mean, they didn't even do that in Russia. But now in America, they think they can do it. The good news is it's like the smallpox shots. Nobody's taking it. Nobody's going along with it.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Americans, get the IRS off your back legally. Discover the secret the IRS is terrified you'll learn. You probably owe no federal income tax and never have. The IRS itself admits that millions and millions of Americans already have learned the truth and have dropped out of the system, and so can you. The federal courts and even the U.S. Supreme Court have verified that the reward for your labor, wages, salaries, and compensation for personal services is not and never has been taxable. In fact, the Supreme Court ruled over 106 years ago that such a tax imposed by the federal government on the citizens of the states would be unconstitutional and illegal. I know this sounds crazy and scary. You've been carefully trained by government propaganda for decades. But especially today with a tough economy, why would you let the government continue to illegally grab money from you when there's a simple, proven, and legal way to keep it all yourself? To get the details and learn the truth, get on the internet and go to federaltax.net. That's federaltax.net. Do it today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, we're now 8 minutes and 30 seconds into this second hour of Global Transmission Against Tyranny. As we blast out on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, and the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And, of course, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're about to go to Erskine, who has a great show here Saturday nights overnight, syndicated show, and riding shotgun with us will be Robert Galen Ross, former NSA officer, expert on the New World Order, good friend of mine, just lives south of Austin. And I remember years ago interviewing on the radio Robert and, of course, mistress of LBJ, who was there at the meetings, the admitted mistress of LBJ was there at the meeting the night before they killed JFK in Dallas. But we're not just getting into that. We're getting into the New World Order, how the Rothschilds control things, how the globalists operate. It's going to be an amazing hour and 20 minutes that we've got them with us. In the last 30 minutes of the show, I'm going to get into some other news items. In fact, throughout this hour, I'm going to be throwing out a lot of different news stories at our guests and getting their take, their response to it. And yes, early in the hour, we'll also go to Elaine and Don and Steve and many others that are patiently holding. We're going to talk about the drop in the dollar. We're going to talk about Israel saying they want to go into Syria and Iran. It all ties together. And for those that just joined us, What is this show about? Well, history shows that powerful men, powerful empires, thousands of years ago had handbooks on controlling and manipulating populations, on balkanizing and dividing and conquering, and on using sports and gladiatorial events to control, and on how to control feudal populations, how to break up families, how to manipulate slaves. And then you look at modern society, we've totally forgotten about tyranny, we've totally forgotten that government centralized and powerful is dangerous, and we've totally disregarded all the corruption, all the evil, all the terrible things that the national security dictatorship set up in 1947, an outgrowth of the economic coup d'etat of 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act and the Martial Law Declaration of 1933 and the War Powers Act. This show is about stating the reality of the world and what we face today. That's all we're doing, is admitting the sun came up in the morning, admitting the world is round, and, you know, admitting that the geese fly south in the fall, to a mass of brainwashed people that think that Arnold Schwarzenegger is anti-corruption against Enron when he was involved in Enron. So all we're doing is talking about facts, history, information, and how the left and right are controlled worldwide, and how we're being brought into a one-world government, and the globalist stated handbooks and public declassified white papers on how they plan to kill 80% of us. Public stuff, written by Henry Kissinger, okay? On InfoWars.com. And before I go to my guest, I want to challenge everybody out there. If you're looking for Christmas gifts, or you're looking for a birthday present, or you want to give your neighbor something that's unusual that'll wake them up, order my videos. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get The Masters of Terror. Get 911 The Road to Tyranny. Get any of my videos. Get my book, 911 Descent to Tyranny. Get Paul Joseph Watson's new book that I published, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. These materials that we've put out and produced are unlike any others. They're waking folks up in mass. They're deprogramming the American people. But it's up to you to get them. And who else says, get my videos and make copies for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes? Air them on Access TV. No one. I do. So get the videos, and at the same time support the broadcast. Educate people about the real history, the real world. Take the blinders off, and they'll go, oh, now everything makes sense. Now politics is interesting. Now I understand why I need to be involved in things, involved in humanity's future, involved in defending humanity against dehumanization. So don't wait. Call and get the videos. They're all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece. Order three or more of the nine titles. They drop down to $20 a piece. The toll-free number is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via our secure online shopping carts. Or simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Evil men and tyrants are counting on you not being involved in the information war for this republic. Okay, so take action today, folks. Don't wait. Take action tonight. Take action now. Get involved. All right, going to Erskine, just goes by Erskine, does a great Saturday night show that I've been on several times that I a lot of times end up staying up late till 2 in the morning listening to. And this weekend he had one of my good friends on, Robert Galen Ross, who I haven't had on in over a year. I thought, wow, I ought to have both these guys on because I want to bring attention to the fine research and work they're doing. I know Erskine's got some of his great news clips and documentation. I know that Robert Galen Ross was an NSA officer, worked internationally for oil companies and consulting, lived in Iran, you name it. Has just done incredible on-the-ground research with eyewitnesses of the government killing Kennedy, JFK, and, of course, RFK. He's interviewed all the major players who were involved. And so Erskine and Robert Galen Ross, thanks for coming on. First off, Robert Galen Ross, tell folks a little bit about yourself, and then we'll bring Erskine in here to tell us about himself. We'll launch right into this expose.
It's a pleasure to be with you again, Alex. It's been a while. But I was part of the NSA for about 5 years, 2 years in active duty, and I've worked all over the world. world as an international management consultant. And in 92, I started my publishing company and produced my first book in 95 titled Who's Who of the Elite. And then in the year 2000, I published The Elite Serial Killers of Lincoln, JFK, RFK, and MLK.
Now, Robert Galen Ross, we've got a, I don't know if the listeners can hear, but we've got an echo there on your phone that may be our board. We'll try to work on that. But when did you discover the New World Order? What finally made the light bulb go off above your head, you know, late in life? I mean, you'd always known about corruption and things, but what made Robert Galen Ross start waking up?
Well, it actually went back to 1972 when a friend of mine gave me a copy of a book titled None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen.
That's what woke me up.
And I couldn't get it out of my mind. It always stayed in the back of my mind. It bothered me that we had a clandestine group really in charge of everything that goes on in the entire world. It's sort of like the Wizard of Oz, the little fellow with a deep voice behind a curtain telling everybody what to do. And that bothered me. And I thought we had a republic here, and I found out since that we have very little control over what we do.
So all we're doing is looking at historical, out-in-the-open facts, and we've got a general public that's been taught governments are never corrupt, governments are all-knowing, they never do any wrong, just give total control to them, turn your guns into them, let them tell you what to do with your property and your children. That's freedom. Well, that's not freedom, is it?
That's right.
It's amazing. Let's bring Erskine in. Erskine, thanks for coming on, sir.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here. And what really got me about Robert Galen Ross and the elite serial killers was the fact that when you look at what the country, the mess that we're in today, that the ruling people, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all these people you've been talking about for the years, over the years, Alex, these people will stop at nothing. Assassination, they will absolutely do away with our Constitution, which they're doing now, using 911 as an excuse for everything. But we had a coup d'etat that occurred with the murder of John F. Kennedy that was never solved, that was pinned on this patsy, Mr. Oswald. The same people were involved with all the way back to Abraham Lincoln. And when you're looking at this, they're telling you in their writings what they're doing. You've uncovered it, Alex. That's what they're doing. They're telling it in their own writings. And this is why we're in the mess we are today. The American Republic has been captured by the banksters.
And, you know, in major polls, 80-plus percent of the American people know they're being lied to about the Kennedy assassination, but they'll still call us conspiracy theorists. I guess 80% of us, Robert, Galen Ross, are just crazy.
Well, they call us kooks, and really the object is to try to ridicule us and to make us look ridiculous so that no one will listen to us because we're trying to get the truth out.
But that's not working anymore. You know, I do talk radio interviews on my own show 5-6 years ago, and you got lots of people that disagreed. Now the show is conservatively 50 times bigger, and no one calls in to disagree, and I'm a lot more friendly than I used to be, by the way. It's not that I'm mean to callers either. Why aren't they calling now? I mean, on the street, I was at a gas station last night getting some gas at Diamond Shamrock. There were probably 5 people I walked by in the parking lot. 4 of them, 4 separate vehicles came up and were telling me death to the New World Order. Have you guys seen a major awakening in the last few years, Robert Erskine?
No question about it.
I was talking with Robert earlier, and 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, the things we're talking about, they would have said, oh, you're a nutcase, get out of here. But today, people are waking up. When you've got a president of the United States talking about a secret government, these are...
Yeah, shadow government. Sounds like he had a drop on his line there. Shadow government is what we're talking about. Robert, you've seen a major awakening?
Yeah, no question about it. Like Erskine, go back 5 years and probably 15 out of 100 people would accept what I was saying. The others said, I don't want to hear that stuff. And now it's down to maybe 5 out of 100 don't want to hear it. Everyone else is eager to hear it.
Absolutely. When we get back, we got a bunch of callers. I want to get them out of the way early, but then I want to get into just in encapsulation what your book gets into. It's excellent. On the eyewitnesses you've got of what really happened with Kennedy, that secret meeting. Then we're getting into RFK, MLK, how you talked, of course, to James Earl Ray right before he died in the hospital 2 weeks before. We'll go through that. And then I want to throw out the news of the day, the dropping dollar, the invasion of the Middle East, everything that's developing. All right, folks, we've got them for another, hour and 10 minutes. We're going to have them halfway into the next hour. That's Erskine and Robert Galen Ross. I'm Alex Jones.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7099 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, I bet Rush Limbaugh would like that last ad. I mean, come on. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, back live with Erskine, who does a show Saturday nights here on the network, and does a great job. And, of course, Robert Galen Ross, good friend of mine right here in Austin. I want to go to, and we're going to go, everybody, I promise, next segment. I want to go to Steve and Elaine and Don and Spencer and everybody else. And because I want to get through these calls quick, because I don't want to get into some of the topical news and how this ties into the New World Order from both our guests' perspectives. But Robert Galen Ross, and then Erskine can jump in any time. I know you got some audio clips. Galen, for folks just tuning in, what is the New World Order? How does it operate? And in a nutshell, go into the assassination of what happened with Kennedy, RFK, and, of course, MLK.
Well, of course, the New World Order is—it started way back as the Illuminati and has taken on several different persona. But today, it's actually headed up by the international bankers, primarily the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, and their goal is to politically and economically dominate the entire world under what they used to call the New World Order. But today they use a generic term like globalization, global economy, global architecture, and these sort of things exactly equal to the old term New World Order. But they are on their path to create this New World Order. And in my last video, I proved that they plan to create the American Union in the year 2005. And I quote Vice President Dick Cheney saying in his speech to the America's Union that they will complete the free trade area with Americas by January.
Well, in fact, they're meeting in Florida. They're meeting in Florida this month to go to the next phase of the free trade of the Americas, which is the American Union. That's what. That's how the EU started, was a trade deal.
That's right, and they're lobbying to get the American Union headquarters either in Miami, and I think they're going to do it in Colorado. But
they've said Miami or Atlanta in the articles I've seen.
Yeah, but this is really happening, and you won't see it in the mainstream news media. They're what they call CAFTA, which is the Central American Free Trade Area. They plan to complete that by December of this year.
And by the way, the military martial law command base of NORTHCOM is Colorado. The economic command base of the Americas will be Atlanta or Miami. That's stated about a year ago, 2 years ago. Again, every year they have these meetings and restate it. But again, the average person will have no idea what this is, but they're sure going to lose their jobs. Why is that part of their plan? How does getting rid of our factories fit into things, Robert?
Well, the international bankers purely look at the dollar in their pocket, and they send the manufacturing jobs to the lowest labor rate and benefit rate in the world, and then they send it back to the United States and try to sell it to the U.S. public. And they don't really understand what Henry Ford knew very well. Henry Ford says, I pay my workers a lot of money because I want them to buy my cars.
Well, look, I mean, with mercantilism, the older model, and the Renaissance resisted mercantilism, it's about control. So we can say, well, they want the lowest rate, but it's also in their own papers, the IMF and World Bank papers, about getting rid of a middle class that could threaten them.
That's correct. They have opened our borders to allow the foreigners to come into this country illegally to increase the number of people looking for jobs. They export the manufacturing jobs, and they're trying to bring the entire economic life of the average person down to an equal level.
Let's go to Erskine for a second. Erskine, 87% of Americans to 89% are against the open borders and NAFTA and GATT now. It was 60% when they passed it. People know this doesn't work, so why are they expanding it, Erskine? Are we in a free society?
Couple of reasons. I had a person on who worked for the Immigration Border Patrol, and he was in charge of Tucson District, and he said, listen to it this way. I said, why aren't the Democrats, why aren't the Republicans doing anything? He said they work for the wealthy Republicans in the daytime and sleep in the barrios with the Democrats at night. He said both sides, they win. Now, here's what's happened. First two callers I had, one was from Pennsylvania, one was from Kentucky. I said, you're in Kentucky. What do you care about the illegal immigration for? He said, I work in the meatpacking industry. Our wages have gone from $17 an hour to $7 an hour. They're destroying the unions and the good union jobs that built up the middle class. The other thing that you've got going is that you have the illegals coming over. You've got everyone used to work at the plant. We all remember that. Your listeners remember that. The plant's gone, ladies and gentlemen. The plant is gone.
All right. And they tell us, we're going to give you more of this. Galen Ross is Is Erskine on target?
Yes, absolutely. Erskine is very well informed as you are. And
I tell you what, we'll be right back. We're going to take your calls and get into the assassination. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Once this, pay only 10% of the normal cost for prescription drugs. You heard me right. Save up to 90% on your prescription drugs with the help of WellPharmacy.com. WellPharmacy.com compares prices all over the globe to bring you the best possible value available for your prescription medications. WellPharmacy is easy to use. Simply log on to www.wellpharmacy.com. Enter the pertinent information or consult with one of our physicians online. Then enter your prescription information, and the online pharmacies will ship you the medication you need. Billing is 100% safe, it's secure, and your information is never shared or sold to anyone. WellPharmacy.com cares about your health and what you've been spending on prescription medications, and the quality of service at WellPharmacy.com can't be beat. So what are you waiting for? Log on to www.wellpharmacy.com and start saving money today.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
GCNLive.com. That's the website where you'll find out what's new at Genesis. GCNLive.com has updated information on how and where to listen to all your favorite Genesis programs. At GCNLive.com, you can obtain a copy of our AM and FM affiliate stations, what shortwave frequencies or satellites your favorite host is on. At GCNLive.com, you can print schedules of our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So much time, so much energy been put into convincing people that there is no world government, government doesn't do anything corrupt, just stay in the dark, anybody that asks questions is bad. America was about standing up to the empire. America was about having local control. America was about asking questions and getting up on your soapbox and juries bossing judges around. And now we've been neutered, we've been emasculated, we've been domesticated. We've got Robert Galen Ross, former NSA officer, worked for the oil companies as a consultant, very well-traveled, very intelligent man, incredible books. We've got Erskine, another powerful talk show host with just amazing info, by powerful, I mean powerful, presentation and guest, Saturday nights and 5 hours overnight, just a great show. Your station isn't carrying it, I would encourage you to do so if you want a powerful broadcast. We've got them both on the show. And we've got loaded phones, gentlemen, of folks that want to talk about the New World Order. You ready to go to these calls?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, Alex.
And real quick, Erskine, we ran into the break. You were making points about the illegals. Everybody's against it in the country, but it continues. You want to finish your comments on that?
Well, it's very, very simple. You've got the Republicans who are using the workers over here. And like I said on my program, I had to call from Pennsylvania, call from Kentucky, $17 an hour in meatpacking industry. Now they're getting $7 an hour in the meatpacking industry. The Republican, rich Republicans are loving it, and at night they're with the Democrats. One other thing I'd like to make a statement about, and that is concerning Arnold Schwarzenegger. You've got it on InfoWars.com, so be sure check out InfoWars.com daily, because it's always changing, Alex. It's the best website on the entire internet. And InfoWars.com, you've got the picture of Arnold going to his mentor, Lord Rothschild, and that's a person who is described in great detail in The Elite Serial Killers by Robert Galen Ross, and that's Lord Rothschild, along with Warren Buffett. You've got the picture there. And
yeah,
this wasn't taken in 1992. This was taken in 2002.
Yeah, September 24th, you got Arnold there with Buffett getting their orders. And then there it is in a book written 2 years ago by Robert Galen Ross describing these characters. And then Arnold is in the Enron meeting with only a few dozen other select people running the Enron scam, profiting from it. And then they come in and say, we're cleaning a house to end all this, and he says he'll continue every Gray Davis tactic. Isn't this a tactic of changing the figurehead but leaving the policies the same, Robert?
Even worse, who was Arnold's campaign manager? Was Pete Wilson, who deregulated energy in California. Excuse me, wake up!
Yeah, the Enron and several other energy companies have ripped off California by on a tune of something like $9 billion with overcharges.
And who controls the oil pipelines now going into California? They were bought by a company owned by Warren Buffett.
And now there's editorials with the liberals, people calling themselves liberals, calling for Arnold to be president. Over the weekend, just all these editorials about how wonderful he is, pro-abortion, open borders, anti-guns, says he's going to keep giving the ID cards to the illegals, and they call this a change.
And you've got Arlen Specter, the magic bullet expert, that's talking about changing the law allowing foreigners to become president of the United States.
So is Orrin Hatch. It's just amazing. That's all in the Arnold section, but it's just incredible, folks. He's going to stop the corruption when he's part of it. You know, it's like I'm going to punch you in the face and then promise to punish my fist. Let's go ahead and talk to let's talk to Steve in Florida. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Before I knew you had these two fine guests earlier, I was dialing in to speak to you about the Army Corps of Engineers approving a lease of 106 acres to the MYCA Muslim Youth Camps of America on Federal Park property right next to the Coralville Reserve there in Iowa.
But children can't take their Bibles in their backpacks to school.
Right, and here the Army Corps of Engineers received permission from Congressman Joe Heffley, who was on a subcommittee, to lease this 106 acres so they can start training Islamic Muslims. It'll be transferred here from Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Egypt, and Indonesia.
Hey, record, Human Events reported, record numbers of people being given visas from terrorist-sponsored nations since 9/11.
It's obvious that the destabilizing is being done purposely in the U.S., and as you know, and your guests know probably better than I, Islam is a theocratic religion. They're commanded by Allah to take over the government and to restrict other religions. So Christians,
but see, the Masons secretly are into worshiping the Fez and the moon. That's their symbol, and they love all this.
Well, the Masons have that rock structure there in Georgia. Anybody can look at it. It has the Ten Commandments of the New Age. The first commandment is to reduce population to 500 million. The Masons put that up in 1985.
No, you're absolutely on target with that. What do you think about the plunging dollar, Israel announcing they're going to go into all these new countries?
I think the plunging dollar is being done purposely to bring us to economic ruin and political and military takeover or destruction. I was trying to tell people 3 years ago with this new colored money, but I was getting scoffed at.
Do you remember, because I know you've been listening for a long time, when I read the Federal Reserve plan to come out with a new money, devalue the currency. Now it's all happened. It comes out, it's being devalued, it's got RFID in it to track you. I mean, I remember people going, it's not true, the money will not come out colored.
I know, as your two guests know, and you know, and all of us know, these things have been written in their own writings, but people scoff at you, and then they, then when it happens, it's as though they never heard it from you, they knew it all along, and they deny that you told them. It's a malaise, a blindness over much of the population.
And they'll tell you, oh, it's good to have a weak dollar, oh, yes.
I would just encourage the people, especially here in Pensacola, that are retired military, stop being cowards and tell people what's going on, because you know what's going on. I did a military career. I know the evil. I know what we did in Panama, murdering civilians, using laser weapons on them. I know what we did in Somalia. I was there. I know what we did in Cambodia. I was there. And a lot of people listening to this station right now in this city know what's going on. Stop being cowards and stand up and tell people.
Wow. Thank you, sir. Call back anytime. I'd like you to call back sometime when we don't have guests on and tell us about what you did in those countries. A lot of warriors.
Alex, why don't your callers say what they mean? I don't understand this. They're so namby-pamby.
Well, you know, there's a lot of warriors like Robert Galen Ross, who was there on the DMZ with North Korea for years, and the NSA. There's a lot of patriots who did incredible things because they believed it was for America, and now they know it was a fraud. Robert, what was it like for you to serve in such dangerous situations that we don't have time to get into today, and then to find out in the 70s that it was all a fraud? What was that like for you?
Well, at the time, I thought what I was doing was a noble thing to do. I was there listening to Chinese communist radio conversations and sent them back to NSA headquarters, and I said, man, this is I'm really doing something important. But today, I know that the NSA listens in on every electronic communication in the world, and so I'm not proud of my membership in that group.
And it's not used to go after real terrorists or criminals. It's used to protect the terrorists and protect the criminals whenever people find out about the globalist operations. Let's take another call. Let's talk to... I guess up next is Elaine in Texas. Elaine, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to touch back to the electronic voting thing a bit. I read this week's Hightower report in the Austin Chronicle, and at the end of it, I noticed there was a bill that came out, H.R. 2239. And it says here, requiring a paper audit.
Yeah, and the League of Women Voters is against H.R. 2239, and Congressman Holt, Rush Holt, that brought that forward a month and a half ago. They're trying to block there being a paper trail, and they found wireless transmitters in the voting machine companies. They've caught them going in the back door, and there's former CIA deputy directors running all three of the companies. And they this is all public. Erskine, Robert, how important is it to have the government involved with the CIA in these touchscreen companies and trying to block a paper trail?
Well, it's to nullify the election process. That's the whole point of it, and to make it come out the way they want to.
Let me add something on there. First off, coming up with the next election, the military vote is all going to be done electronically with touchscreen, and that is 5% of the vote, and that can certainly easily be manipulated. Of the three main manufacturers of voting machines, one of the manufacturers is owned by, excuse me, the Carlyle Group. Do we have to go any further than that? Alex, you've already talked about them.
I know, and even in Wired Magazine's four-page detailed whitewash, it's, well, they accidentally went into the machines during elections and changed votes. Well, they accidentally had wireless transmitters. Well, they accidentally did this and that and had huge back doors into it. Well, they accidentally put out computer programs of how to go in, manipulate the votes, and then have it erase the record of that. It's all accidental, Erskine.
Wasn't it Joseph Stalin said, I don't care how people vote, I care about who counts the votes?
Absolutely. Robert, right after they killed Kennedy in 63, they put in the voter news services. But see, the average American doesn't know how the votes get counted. People should ask themselves. We know how. We've read it. We've studied it. We know. Can you describe what they did after they killed Kennedy with the election system?
Well, they have gradually changed the entire system so that they absolutely control all votes. It's really... You ought to vote, but you need to know that once you do that vote, that you're going to manipulate it. And the only way to stop this and to correct it is get back to paper ballots counted by committees of the local neighborhood and then published in the local newspaper so that they can manipulate.
But the League of Women Voters is arguing to block any paper record of a touch screen. I wonder why they do that.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Elaine, does that answer your question, or do you have more you want to add?
Well, I just thought it was interesting because that was the first time I had heard of it in a little, you know, alternative paper in Austin. And so I thought there's probably a lot more people out there that have not heard of it. And I wanted to just get that information out in case people didn't know about it.
We have a giant election fraud section on prisonplanet.com. Get the URL, email it out to everybody.
All right.
You're awesome, Elaine. Thanks for all your work. It's wonderful.
You've got some websites like blackboxvoting.com, and you've got vote fraud, vote scam, and it's all up there on your website, Infowars.com.
Hey, in the 1998 election, ABC News, a full 36 hours before the election, posted the exact results of the major states. Someone there on purpose, just like this Diebold employee, this engineer's gone public. You know, he'll be blackballed by Diebold now. I mean, there's good. Somebody at ABC News released the exact numbers, and they didn't think enough of us to even change the fraud the next day.
Yeah, isn't it amazing that all the constitutional amendments in our last election passed?
Yeah, right here in Texas, where they put in the touchscreens. Thanks for the call, Elaine. Speaking of manipulating things, this is out of the Olympian, out of Olympia, Washington, big newspaper. Many soldiers, same letter. Newspapers around the U.S. get identical messages from Iraq. And I've got several articles on this. It turns out now, as of last week, it was over a dozen letters. Now it's into the hundreds. The same letter with a different name, the Pentagon Office of Information, which they said would lie to us. Remember that, guys?
We also know why.
Whoa. I think Erskine's line's having some trouble.
A little bit. We're okay now.
Okay, it says, many soldiers, same letter. Newspapers around U.S. get identical letters from Iraq. The Olympian recently received these two letters from area soldiers stationed in Iraq. The letters are identical to appear to be part of a campaign to present a positive picture of U.S. occupation. Go ahead. Erskine, comments?
Yes. Oh, well, that's the letter that was sent out, and the same letter was sent out to all these newspapers. And you don't think that's trying to influence things. A couple of other things that ought to be brought up. Under the new We're Going to Keep America Safe, the Land of the Brave, the Home of the Free, one of the things that they're trying to bring in is Internet licensing. In order to surf the net, you're going to have to log on and put in your federal license number. Another thing that they're bringing in is the CAPS II. This is the one to classify people on flying. So they're going to be bringing in a database consisting of 16 different databases into one. Your work history, tax history, club,
organization. And then that's just the cover for the states and the feds, admittedly, under the DARPA Total Information, which, by the way, got funding. They just changed the name to gather data on everything. And they're going to make you do CAPS, too, to have a job, to drive down the road, everything.
And the last thing that they have is a civilian inmate labor facility where they are going to hold up to 7 million citizens. This is not conspiracy,
it's
ladies
all,
and gentlemen.
We have a giant,
this is fact.
Giant concentration camp section on Infowars.com. Let me throw this out. Letters from hometown soldiers describing their successes rebuilding Iraq have been appearing in newspapers across the country as U.S. public opinion on the mission sours. At all... the letters are the same. Again, and all the letters are the same. A Gannett News Service search found identical letters from different soldiers with the 2nd Battalion of the 503rd Airborne Infantry Regiment known as the ROC in 11 newspapers, including Sonomish, Washington. The Olympia received two identical letters signed by different hometown soldiers, Spec Joshua Ackler and Spec Alex Morris. Now, guaranteed, if these guys get out of line, they're going to die in combat. The feds will kill them. And the guarantee they're being told to shut up right now. The paper declined to run either because of a policy not to publish form letters. And it goes on, the five-paragraph letter talks about the soldiers' efforts to reestablish police and fire departments and build water and sewer plants in the northern city of Dunkirk, where the unit is based. The quality of life and security for the citizens has been largely restored, and we are a large part of why that has happened. These letters aren't even, and now I've got reports that it's in hundreds of newspapers. Gentlemen, Robert, comments.
Yeah, it's a mind control. It's disinformation. They've been doing it for years. They're just concentrating more now, trying to cover up the acts that they're trying to do and to confuse the citizens.
What should this mean to listeners, though? I mean, I tell them that the sitcoms and the dramas are full of propaganda, where all Christians should be arrested, all gun owners are bad, all homeschoolers are bad. I mean, folks, torture's good, but it's not just propaganda in the news and in the newspapers and in the sitcoms. Now it's the newspapers with fake letters. Folks, this is not a good government.
You're being inundated with this. I was watching CNN that's in every airport in the country, and I was sitting there, and I just yelled bull at that. Now, Robert, you Galen, in your book, you have an article where you talk about people getting together and deciding they only needed to control 25 newspapers in 1919, and they controlled all the news. Isn't that right?
That's correct. And so they control all major mainstream news media, television, newspapers, news magazines. And
what year was that? What year was that, Galen?
It's 1917, 1919, something like that. But it came out in the congressional record.
Yeah, I've read all that where they say, well, I mean, in the 70s, David Rockefeller thanked the media for keeping a lid on the New World Order.
Yes.
We're going to come back and talk to Don and Spencer and others, and then we may suspend calls for the next 30 minutes of the next hour, just because, at least for 20 minutes or so, because I want to get into the assassinations of RFK, JFK, MLK, and the power structure of the New World Order, because I agree with Robert Galen Ross's analysis of that. We'll get Galen's take on it and get Erskine's take on it. And I want to throw some news items out at our guest as well about many little robots, many robots in the trees watching you. This is out of the mainstream newspapers in Colorado. They're going to be little DARPA robots for your safety watching you. Isn't that freedom? And, you know, the Army needs to write some fake letters for your local paper. You know, that's the Army's job, is manipulating and planning false news stories.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, folks, if your station doesn't carry the third hour, they really should, because, as usual, so much of information ends up getting crammed into that hour. We're about to go to Don and Spencer and Regina and Michael, and really that's going to be it for calls, because we've got to get to all this information. Before we go back to these calls, I want to throw this out to Robert Galen Ross and Erskine. Last week, NATO, and this was admitted, took over the city of Colorado Springs. We're on the radio there. And they made part of the city, some of the neighborhoods evacuate. Planes had problems with their avionics, hundreds and hundreds, and now it's upwards of 1,000 garage door openers, doors at hospitals, touchpad doors, entry, keyless entry, red lights, cell phones, walkie-talkies. And then now they admit, I have the articles, I had dozens of these. We posted a bunch of them in a section on Infowars.com concerning this today. That we already had a lot of this on Friday and Thursday, but then a lot of this news that came via callers, I then found news articles that did confirm all of it. They had troops out on the roads stopping families, searching cars, and it was under NATO control. It is, how bad is it, or is it bad, to have a foreign military force taking over the city in a, quote, takeover drill? Robert and Erskine, comments.
Well, really, it ought to be prohibited. The local sheriff should not allow this to go on. The local mayor should not allow it to go on. And it's just the elite using another technique to take over. And but it's coming, and so look out for it.
Well, yeah, it's all part of training us with all this urban warfare to go under military control. This weekend on my Saturday show with John Stattmiller, I interviewed a fellow we're going to have back on the show who was in his deer stand on his property next to an Air National Guard base. Foreign British troops came on, said, get out of the tree under the Patriot Act. You can't be hunting here. But trespassing, folks, and I get these reports all the time. I've seen them in the newspaper. Erskine, comments.
Is Posse Comitatus completely gone or dead? If it isn't, it's certainly going away. I noticed this right after 911 on a trip to Vegas from Phoenix. I was going along the road, and we weren't pulled over by the military. It was the Park Service. And I'm looking in the back window, and they said, where are you going? I said, to Vegas. They said, go ahead, have a great time. And I'm looking in the back window, and they've got these machine guns, and I'm thinking, Smokey Bear certainly has gotten vicious lately, and I'm looking at these guys with machine guns with the Park Service. We're under control. Like it or not, we are under control. Posse Comitatus has been skirted so far that it doesn't even exist anymore.
Okay, I want to come back, take a few calls, and then get into the assassinations and some of the news. But right now, Erskine, Robert, both of you, plug your websites.
My website is www.4rie.com. That's 4rie.com.
4rie.com. And Erskine, your website.
My website is erskineonradio.com, E-R-S-K-I-N-E on radio.com. Feel free to write me if you want to or anything. We have the guests listed up there and lots of information.
And your show is on Saturday into Sunday morning. What time?
Saturday night, it's at 10 o'clock Pacific, noon on the Central Time Zone, where Alex is broadcasting from, and that is at midnight, Saturday night. So be sure to listen to, well, actually, no, it's 11 o'clock.
It's 11, yeah, 11 to 4.
So listen to Erskine on radio.com.
All right. It's a great show. We got a break. I promise we'll go to four more calls when we get back quickly, and then straight into the globalist. First, the power structure, how the New World Order is set up, who runs it, who's at the top of it, and then some examples of how ruthless they are and how they control organized crime and the intelligence agencies in the third hour of this October 13, 2003 global transmission against tyranny with Robert Galen Ross and Erskine. I'm Alex Jones. And I will get into this Colorado Daily article about the little robots that they're going to put over your cities and in the woods, and they're going to be on little lines, little cables zipping around watching you. Yes, not just cameras now, but DARPA robots.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Lights self-sterilize,